ball is now in their court. The words of the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio after a dramatic day in Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. A day which began with the first round of talks between Ukrainian and US officials to try and end the war started by Russia in 2014 and ramped up considerably 3 years ago. The day ended with an agreement between the two to have a 30-day ceasefire. They also agreed that the US would restore military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine, which they had stopped after the shouting match between Presidents Trump and Zelensky in the White House last month. Mr. Rubio said that Russia must now decide if it wants peace.
We're going to take the offer to them. We're going to tell them this is what's on the table. Ukraine is ready to stop shooting and start talking. And now it'll be up to them to say yes or no. I hope they're going to say yes. And if they do, then I think we've made great progress. If they say no, then we'll unfortunately know what the impediment is to peace here. But the president's been abundantly clear. He wants the shooting to stop. He wants the warfare to stop. He wants the dying and the suffering to stop. And he believes, and rightfully so, that the only way to end this war is to negotiate an end to it. And we think that it's always easier to negotiate an end to the war when people aren't shooting at each other. That's how the president believes. That's what we hope to achieve. The Ukrainians today have expressed their willingness and readiness to do so immediately. We hope the Russians' answer to that will also be yes.
Well, there was little detail of what else, if anything, had been agreed upon in Jeddah. The joint statement said that both sides had discussed the importance of humanitarian relief efforts, including the exchanges of prisoners of war, the release of civilian detainees, and the return of forcibly transferred Ukrainian children. Both sides also said they would conclude as soon as possible a comprehensive agreement for developing Ukraine's critical mineral resources to, as they put it, expand Ukraine's economy and guarantee Ukraine's long-term prosperity and security. We're joined this morning by Lesia Vasilenko, Ukrainian MP with the opposition Kholos Party. Lesia Vasilenko, you're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. From what we know of the agreement, was it a better deal than you might have expected?
It's a good deal. It's a deal about stopping the shooting that is killing Ukrainians on the front line and civilians as well. So Ukraine was never against this sort of deal. We were never against a ceasefire. And it's up to Russia now to either take it or to leave it. If they leave it, we'll be in the same situation we have learned to live with and get used to, in fact, for the last 3 years. And if they take it, well, great, then we can go on to the next stage as soon as we see that there is a good faith of keeping to the ceasefire.
The US National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said that security guarantees had been discussed, but there was no more detail. So must this remain a red line for President Zelensky?
The red line is what? Sorry?
The security guarantees.
The security guarantees are crucial because what do you do if Russia suddenly on day 15 or day 29 starts shooting and regroups itself along the front line and doubles the force for the attacks? Ukraine needs some form of guaranteed support that we know that we will be able to defend ourselves. It's not about shooting back for the sake of shooting back. When Ukraine shoots at Russia, it's to defend itself.
The minerals agreement, will that serve as a security guarantee? It will come to represent America's economic interests in Ukraine, which they will want to protect. Would that be sufficient?
It's an important deal. We welcome that deal, but with that deal, we would welcome increased deliveries in weapons, not just pledges, but actual deliveries on the ground. We would welcome further deepened cooperation on Ukraine's security, and we would definitely welcome some form of peacemaking contingents and corps.
Are you nervous, though, about that deal as it stands at the moment? Because very little is known publicly about what Ukraine is getting in return from the United States for your precious minerals.
As I said, the minerals, it's not an issue. We are happy to share. We are happy to have partnerships in the developing of Ukraine's resources. Developing the minerals it's not an easy feat. It's a complicated process which requires hundreds of billions of dollars. We haven't done so in Ukraine and found the resources in the last 30 years. So maybe with American partnerships, we will be able to do this. So we don't mind that part. What we would like, regardless mineral deal or no mineral deal, is for the United States to take the defense of democracy more seriously and be more present with us in material form, as I said, through weapon deliveries, through common programs, through integration of the defense security systems, but also for Europe to be in the picture and for to be taking the European regional security more seriously by allocating more budgets to defense and security production, weapon manufacturing, but also training, but also increased spending on the army, on the military.
If any agreement which follows involves your country having to cede potentially up to 20% of your territory to Russia, is that a bad deal, or is it what it takes to stop the war, a sacrifice that has to be made?
There are already many sacrifices. We're sacrificing our people every day, whether those people are serving on the front line of their own will, or they are just sleeping in their homes peacefully, not suspecting anything, but then the missile hits. So these sacrifices are happening on a daily basis for Ukraine. It's going to be a sacrifice one way or the other. Whether we are prepared to give up territories in return for a peace, What kind of peace will it be? It definitely won't be just, and I very much doubt that it will be long-standing. So it's something that all of the parties involved in the peacemaking process need to understand, that Russia only understands force, and only if there's a force that it is scared to reckon with will Russia be deterred in their ambitions to grow in territory and to grow essentially a Russian empire. And that Russia should not, there should be conditions where under which Russia is not allowed to regroup, reinforce itself, and strike again.
Okay.
Nothing else will give us a just and fair and, most importantly, long-term peace.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Lesya Vasilenko, Ukrainian MP with the opposition Kolos Party.